This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The idea of the masked is that they care more. We now measure ourselves in America, folks. Us versus them. Who cares more about the other person? That's what this discussion has devolved into. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is our radio portion of what we do. We do a ton of other stuff. We have movie productions. We have video productions that go onto the internet. We have the Flick Fest, which is a challenge to Hollywood and Netflix. Hope you'll go check it out, theflickfest.com. We loaded 80 movies on theflickfest.com just over the weekend. And we've got a partner that we're doing. They're doing their film festival, so I would suggest you check it out. Vote on the films. We do lots of things. We have seekingeducationalexcellence.org, where we tackle the problem, if you will, of miseducation of Americans. We also have, unhyphenatedamerica.org, run by Chris Harris, that deals with issues of unhyphenated America. It highlights the idea that we are a country that is so different than what the left is that we got to start talking about this stuff. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The maskist. We talk about Marxism, communism, socialism, etc. There's maskism that is part of Marxism, believe it or not. Racism, sexism, homophobia are all taking a break due to Marxism. Maskism. It's tough to say that word. The maskists now dictate policy based on, finger quotes, science. And I spent the better part of this broadcast talking about the lies that the left have on almost every topic today, including these masks. And I'll give you, before we get back into that, I'll give you an example. The lie of black disenfranchisement in America. Think about it. It's a big fat lie. They say black people can't get voter ID, valid voter ID. Too stupid to get it. Every other race can get it, but not black people. Black people, can you help me get my voter ID, please? Can you help me, please, Mr. White Man? We do everything else, but we can't vote. We're being disenfranchised. Now, I played a clip the other day of a Republican congresswoman asking a black lady who was arguing that blacks can't vote. She gave massive statistics that proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is nothing more than a lie. But guess what? There are people, black people can't vote. What about the idea of CRT being implemented because, you know, black people are not getting a fair shake in America? Yeah, no, water cannons being put on us, dogs being sicked on us. There's just, you can't catch a break, man. There's always a white person there to bring you down, brother. Come on now. You white folks know what I'm talking about. Well, it's gone from all that, all the things we used to talk about. See, we talked about sexism. Women don't get a fair shake. Homophobia. The LGBT just never get that fair shake. It's always something, right? It's always something. They're all on a hiatus. Why? Because we now have maskism. Maskism. You don't care. Another group of people now that you don't care about in this group is, what's cool about this for the left is it encompasses everybody. They got everybody they want to join, who become the maskist, and those that don't. Now, doesn't matter that you could be a bleeding heart for every sexist, you know, you could love women and fight for their issues and all that, but if you don't put on that mask, I got a new group to put you in. Now, I want you to think of, you know, that circle diagram where you draw all the little circles and you put what you represent. Do you represent maleism like me? I do. I'm a total male. But I also represent feminism. I think women can do a lot of cool things. I'm not a gay person, but I think gay people should have their rights and all this. So you put all your little circles together and you see where they overlap. Well, I promise you, there's a little bitty space in there left for you, for the left. They make sure where they can demonize you. And the only way you get out of it is if you toe the line with everything that they say. I want you to imagine what it takes to be a leftist, how your circles have to overlap. You get what I'm saying? If you have ever done one of those diagrams. So that's what the left is about. Finding that little spot where they can get you. Oh, Kevin, you don't want to protect people. Huh. Funny that I do protect women. I protect young white men when they're called toxically masculine. I protect Muslims if I believe that they're being, you know, wronged in any kind of way. If they're peaceful folks that I know, like Dr. Zudi Zasser. And I could go on. If there's not a group on this planet, victims of sexual assault, I'm one of the biggest proponents. I wish I could kick the crap out of everybody who's ever thought about sexually assaulting a woman. Or man, and I could go on. There's nothing bleeding heart that I don't have the same amount of sympathy as any leftist on the planet. I'm not going to be vitriolic about it. I'm not, you know, I hold my view and that's that. But they want you to believe I'm a bad guy. Because I have a little spot in my little circle diagram where they can point at me and say, aha! And now it's the mask. Kevin Jackson doesn't want to wear a mask. No, Kevin Jackson's not sick. Kevin Jackson's already had the disease. Kevin Jackson's never been made to do anything close to this, and you're doggone right. I don't want to wear your stupid mask. You're out there getting people sick. Oh, let me ask you this, America. Have you ever caught something? And let me give you the answer. Yes. You want to know where you got it? Let me give you the answer. From somebody else. Well, it could have been your kids bringing it home from school. Who they get it from? Somebody is the epicenter of everything that's an outbreak somewhere. Are we going to narrow it down to that little snotty-nosed kid in third grade, Joe Schmo Elementary? Not to be named after a Southern person, of course. A Southern general. What are we going to do here? We all got sick from something. And you know what your body did? Your body said, ah, hey. Man, God prepared me for this. Don't worry about Kev. I got you. I got you, babe. And I healed. I did okay. And ultimately, I had many, many, many years where I no longer got sick. And you know what happens? You get older. The body starts to wear down. And this is the way God intended it. You start thinking differently. You don't think like you did in 50, at 50 or 60 that you did in your 20s. That is God's evolution. He designed your body so you could start to phase out, so you could start to feel like, well, you know what? Now I got to think about my legacy and all these other things. But leftists want to propagate a lie that you're just such a bad guy. You know, they don't even recognize God's gift to them. I got to take a short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, Maria, she sent me a note. We're going to get back on to Damascus in just a bit, but I want to read a note from Maria. Maria P. is her last initial, not her last name. Anyway, she says, "Hi, Kevin. Happened upon your show, EP21-352. It was informative, funny, and on point. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to go back to, I said earlier, I'm going to go back to this other thing, but I'm going to read this from Maria. I want to make sure everybody knows what Maria is talking about. 844-551-8255 if you do want to call. Maria, that goes for you too. And I read these letters on the, you know what, if I had it to do all over again, I would keep all these letters and all the correspondence and voicemails in a place because I want to write a book about them, the threats and everything else. I've had people, oh man, I've got some fun stuff to listen to, trust me. But I like to do this because I want people to understand that you guys are out there, you're paying attention and you're saying, Kevin, I feel this way or that way. And I want to, if good or bad, by the way, if you disagree, I promise you, I'm not going to ridicule you. Not much. I'm just going to read your thing on the air. We'll talk about it and, you know, call back. Many people will tell you, I've called them. We've had conversations about this. Anyway, to go on, Maria says, as a white woman of Italian descent, my ancestors came through Ellis Island. Didn't speak a lick of English at the turn of the century. They were mocked by the Irish who were established in New York City and had to survive the Great Depression. My dad, first generation, worked hard, served our country in World War II in the Navy, as did his siblings. World War II, Army, and Korea Wars. The reason I mention this is because growing up, I was always told that the USA was a melting pot of immigrants. We didn't look at other people less than ourselves because we knew what it meant to be treated less than. I have never, nor will my children ever be embarrassed of being white. We identify as Italian Americans and our skin color is olive. We live by MLK's words, don't judge a person by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. There are a lot of white liberals that I wouldn't give the time of day to, and POC that I wouldn't give the shirt off my back for. I think she meant POS. Pieces of crap. Oh, that, maybe she did. Pieces of crap. She just doesn't like to use the dirty words. Anyway, she goes on. She says, the fact that this administration is trying to tear us apart, to dislike each other, is disgusting and truly evil. I'll start listening to your show and be a force multiplier so that you can get to your 20,000 downloads. Thank you, Maria. I so appreciate that. God bless you. You're doing good deeds and works and will be rewarded. Thank you for your time to read my email. So Maria's right, though. She recognizes that it's a divide and conquer strategy. And here's what I want you to understand is it's the how the left does it. They let's divide and conquer because of race. The very people who oppressed us, the Democrats, dare to say to you, you're disenfranchising black people, like they care. The very people who disenfranchise black people to the point of lynching want you to be on a guilt trip. About the disenfranchisement of blacks. How dare you? Yeah. So, and I could go on. You know, the people that didn't want women to vote. All of it. Now, what do they do? Oh, we're going to implement CRT. We're going to demoralize blacks. We're going to make blacks feel even less. And we're going to make white folks feel guilty about it. Let me go back to what I was talking about earlier, which are these maskists. Because that's what they are. They're maskists. A woman got kicked off of an American Airlines flight, and I want you to pay attention to this. She has a 2-year-old kid who's got asthma, and he's forced to wear a mask, and he begins to hyperventilate. But American Airlines people, I want you to understand how you get into this mentality of what they call it, lynch mob mentality. Instead of an American Airlines person understanding, wow, this is a kid that's got asthma. The mother was wearing her mask, but she took the mask off the kid. Instead of handling it in a little microcosm and saying, you know what, I understand this situation, she didn't do it. I would never wish anything bad to happen to a child, but there are times where you want the greater good to be made. In other words, if this child had died because they forced a mask policy on him, we need a case like that. As sad as it is to say, we're going to have to show that. I don't know when it's going to occur. This stuff can't help you. These masks can't. I see people wearing masks walking around now in the streets for no reason. They're hundreds of feet, tens of feet. They're hundreds of feet away from anything. Wind is blowing, lots of vitamin D hidden. This virus does not survive in the sun, in the winter. It just doesn't. They don't care. Anyway, here's the problem. This American Airlines flight attendant, for her, the mask policy must be enforced. So says der Führer. They don't even look at it and go, you know, I get this. This makes sense. You're on the plane, you bring your mask down for a little bit of time because you got to get a breather, and is your mask up? I told you guys I was on a plane. We videotaped. I was on a plane, and a guy practically died. I mean, they thought he had died, seriously. And I filmed it. We put a clip of it up. And you know what the flight attendant was? She was like, just leave it off. Leave it off. Smart woman. Dude was convulsing, and his wife was, I mean, they couldn't wake him up. I mean, I thought the guy was going to die. I'm not lying. I tell you this story to say this, folks. Are you afraid to cough in public? Remember when you would go around and you coughed or you cleared your throat or whatever? Nowadays, even if you do it, you take pause. You look around to see who saw me cough. I don't want anyone to have to come over and kick me out. Or do you look to see who coughed? I'm going to suspect that you do. And here's where I'm going with this. We've been conditioned now to look at somebody coughing or whatever and to go, ugh, woo-hoo, or stay away from me. But let me tell you what would happen before. You see somebody cough, you might take a look, and you made a value judgment. You looked at them and went, is that person really sick? Or did they just cough? Because if they're really sick, you try to get out of their air. I'm not going to go back through and prosecute all this other stuff that I've talked about before, but I've argued if you're really sick, most people just want to get home. They want to be left alone. They want to get well. I had to fly on a plane coming back 2 Januaries ago, maybe 3, where I was really ill. And I'm so glad it's not like today, because they probably wouldn't have even let me on the plane. I would have had to quarantine. Because I was really ill. All I wanted was a blanket to curl up in my seat and to be left alone. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about today. Hang in there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is working to set up a call between President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron.
What I expect the president will do on that call is reaffirm our commitment to working with one of our oldest and closest partners.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there. France is furious about a new security deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia. The head of Homeland Security says they're swiftly processing and removing thousands of illegal Haitians who are living under an international bridge on the Texas border seeking asylum.
We are very concerned that Haitians who are taking this irregular migration path are receiving false information that the border is open.
Secretary Mayorkas in Del Rio, Texas, for an operational briefing. This is USA Radio News. Another state attorney general is speaking out regarding President Biden's vaccine mandate. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients, and the U.S. government should be educating people. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry on Newsmax TV is one of 27 Republican attorney generals vowing to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, it probably started when the president said it's not about freedom, and it should be all about freedom. You know, what's ironic is that, you know, for decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was the party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America. And this mandate that the president is aspiring to is nothing but a divisive policy.
Wall Street tanking with the Dow down over 700 points today. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just talked about a woman who was kicked off of a plane because of a two-year-old having asthma, and she removed the kid's mask. It was hyperventilating. I didn't even say that part. I didn't even get to it. But yeah, so the airlines converges on this kid, and they turn this plane around, inconvenience every other passenger on it. Remove this woman who's got an asthmatic two-year-old. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But there's another story, and I talked about this a while back. It has to do with the chubbies, fat folks. I happen to love all people of all sizes. I will talk smack about you, whether you're skinny or you're fat or you're fit. I will even figure out a way to ridicule you if you are a physical specimen akin to Achilles. I will still figure out a way to make fun of you. Maybe Achilles had big feet, or maybe he had a wart in the middle of his forehead. I don't know, but I'll figure out a way to make fun of you, because that's what you do when you love people, when you care about them. You joke, hey Bill, what's with the weight loss? You know, Kevin, it's cancer. Oh, sorry, Bill. Sorry, bro. I'm with you. You know, look, it's not, we can have these discussions. It's funny you say fat, and people, well, Kevin, I'm fat. Yeah, okay, I love you. I'm going to tell you, are you trying to get fat? You going for a movie role? Or you don't care anymore? Because at the end of the day, I don't care either. But I am going to ask you about it. If you pick up weight, I'm going to ask, hey, what's with the weight thing? Somebody said to me once, it was funny. I took a picture, and I picked up weight, and the dude said, Kev, he sent me a note, Kev, lay off the pasta. And I thought, wow, honesty, you sucker. But it was honest. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what? People sometimes don't even know. They don't realize they're gaining weight. Yeah. What do you mean I'm gaining weight? Yeah, have you been on the scale? They get on the scale, 20 pounds over. What? Come on, surely you noticed your pants weren't fitting. You know, things like that. It's okay. It's not taboo.
Kevin, don't talk about fat people, and you're using the word fat.
Well, what other word do you have for it? Corpulent? Cherubic? I have lots of adjectives. I got a big vocabulary. But at the end of the day, it's fat. But I don't care.
Oh, Kevin, I don't date fat this. I have fat this.
Whatever. Shut up. You got fat friends. You dated fat girls. You I don't know. Women love fat men. They talk about the dad body. That's hot. Well, maybe, because I'm wearing a nice little dad body on me right now. But I'll tell you what. I'll take fit over fat every time. Hey, Pat Sajak, I'd like to buy a vowel. I'll take the I, not the A. I don't care, but it doesn't make me fat phobic. I got fat family members. I got fat friends. I got fat. My sister, she's fat. She'd be mad at me, but she knows she's fat. She'll call me fathead because she knows I'm going to talk about her weight. So that's just the way it is. Get over it. Anyway, this lady claims she was booted off of a plane because, quote, her stomach was showing. She said she was discriminated against for being fat, tattooed, and a mixed race woman. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't buy into this story. Her name is Ray Lynn Howard, 33. She says she was harassed by Alaskan Airlines staffers. And she posted on TikTok. And it became viral. And I think these are people that are seeking fame. Because if you're a fat, tattooed, biracial woman, you could practically go on the plane naked. And they wouldn't kick you off. And she shared her thing on TikTok. And it was called Fat Trophy Wife. That's her account. 1.3 million views at the time and 180,000 likes in a few days. She could be seen getting escorted off the plane by by police officers who proceeded to question her about the incident. She said Alaska Airlines staffer harassed her about her attire, which showed her midriff bearing a top and biker shorts. I was harassed about my outfit. I put my shirt back on, Howard is explaining in the video. They asked me to put my shirt back on, so I put my shirt back on. Then they approached me saying, I can't wear this. My stomach is showing. It's inappropriate. I don't know the rules on that, but I would think there'd have to be certain rules, you know, stuff like that. You're on a plane with a bunch of other people. You don't know who you're going to be with. I'm not saying we should dress like Amish. You know, but there was a time when you flew, man, it was a big deal. You had to be on a suit and tie, whatever, but there you go. Fat shaming, this woman says. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. But you know what, while we're on the subject of women and all that, maybe we should. Because, number one, I don't believe that I think this woman was probably being obnoxious. And that's why they kicked her off. Alaska Airlines of all, you know, things. I won't say who it was on the other airlines that kicked this girl off with her 2-year-old, but you can go see, get the information. It's readily available. We live in a society now where people are very concerned. I was with some guy, and what were we talking about? He said something about black folks. He goes, well, Kevin, I can understand why people get upset about that. Oh, he told me it's some racist story. Somebody said this to one of my friends, and he was outraged and all this. And I looked at him, I said, let me tell you something. If you are a strong black person in America, and somebody tells you, yeah, well, this guy used the N-word on my friend. If you're telling me that story so I can be outraged with, oh, my gosh, how dare he use the N-word? You got the wrong Negro. You're going, I said, number one, we use the word a lot in our culture. So it diffuses number one. I don't care about the word. Number two, there is nothing you're going to tell me to get me incensed enough to, oh, that's going to be my new cause outrage. There's this one person that you found that's a racist and he used the N-word. If you think you're going to get this Negro worked up over that, you got the wrong dude. Shocker, Kevin. There's somebody out there that still uses the word and doesn't like black folks. I'm appalled. Now, hey, where's my meal? When's my food going to get here? I'm not going to care about that. But there, what I'm getting is everybody's got their anecdote.
Kevin, here's what's going on here. Did you know this? And check this out.
And it's an anecdote in this case. I just gave you the fat girl anecdote. They didn't let me on because I was fat and I was showing my midriff and I had my tattoos. They wouldn't have let her on if she was skinny, showing her midriff and her tattoos either. But she wants you to think it's about her being a fatty. No. They weren't going to let you on. They don't let you on drunk. They don't let you on curse, you know, whatever. There's a certain level of decorum that you got to show when you're about to get into a capsule. It goes up into the air, and they want to make sure everybody's going to be safe. Now, I don't like throwing away the laws of the land, so to speak, just because I jump into your little tin can to get up in the air. But I understand it. I want to get down, too. I don't mean like, get down on it. Dun-dun-dun. I want to get back down to the ground safely. Anyway, I will bet you money that this woman who's trying to profiteer on her fat shaming is she's a leftist. The other woman, on the other hand, who had the baby who was asthmatic, She's probably a centrist or somebody that thinks like us. Because she's going, look, it's common sense that I'm going to take a mask off of my kid if he's struggling. I don't care who you are. What would you do if your baby, 2-year-old, asthmatic, starts convulsing and has a mask on? What would you do? I already know the answer. Okay, I'm going to move on because I want to talk about women's soccer and then we're going to go into some headlines. So the point of this particular story in talking about women's soccer is you can't win with leftists, okay? Particularly lesbians, the hairy underarm crowd. They get mad when they can't compete with men, but they still want the same money and all this. So what did the U.S. soccer team do? The U.S. Soccer Federation said, we're going to make identical contract proposals for both men's and women's soccer. You're going to get the same contract. And do you know what the lesbian soccer league did? They said, it's a PR stunt. United States Women's National Team Players Association. This is Rapinoe and team. They got identical. We're going to give you the same deal as the guys. And here's what they said. USSF's PR stunts and bargaining through the media will not bring us any closer to a fair agreement. That's what they tweeted. In contrast, we are committed to bargaining in good faith to achieve equal pay and the safest possible working conditions. The proposal that the USSF made recently to us does neither. They have the identical proposal of the men, and it's still not enough. You need more examples? I could talk to you about things where I could prove to you black people are actually getting it better than white folks, and black folks will still complain. It's not enough. Cops killing blacks. Blatant lie. Statistics prove it. White folks are in more danger. Who's a squeaky wheel?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I want you to think about the critical things that are happening right now in the world. You've got Americans stuck in Afghanistan. By the way, they've airlifted some more Americans out, and I saw this headline, undisclosed number of Americans out of Afghanistan. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Undisclosed. And I thought to myself, why not disclose it? Why is it undisclosed? We have a media that is embedded, theoretically, that can get to anything, that we have instant communication, and they won't tell us how many Americans got out. Does that strike you as odd? The media reports on the story, the plane left, but we can't tell you who's on it. We're not going to give you numbers. You don't know how many Afghanis with green cards are on it. You don't know how many Americans are on it. All you know is it left You don't even know the story. Well, in full disclosure, I didn't click on the article. But I'm going to bet you they don't even give you the details. Like, was this one of Glenn Beck's planes or was this one of Blackwater's deals? Nothing. Because let me tell you what the government's doing. They're setting it up so they can take credit for it. So they can give you the numbers. They can manipulate it however they decide to do it. They're not going to give you the truth. You're not going to know how many people got out. Is that all of them? Do you know? You think you'll ever know? Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. If you want to give me a call. So you've got Afghanis left, Americans left in Afghanistan, Afghanis who supported us left in Afghanistan, a plane that left out. They won't tell you how many people left. We just made a $64 million payment to the Afghans, and the Americans got out. Isn't it funny how that coincided with the plane leaving? Anybody thought about that? Because I did. I told you guys that was money for hostages. And now they called it international humanitarian aid. And then one of our planes leaves with an undisclosed number. And part of the reason that they don't want to disclose it is you can then put a value on what it costs to get an American out. We got 64 Americans out. Okay, so it was $1 million an American. That was the ransom. See, I could do the math that quickly. Even as a black man. I swear, no white men helped me in the calculation of that. So that's not in the news, Afghanistan. Joe Biden's not meeting expectations in the economy. That's not in the news. Stock market took a big hit. Inflation going through the roof. A host of things not being talked about. The number of people dying from Wu flu not being talked about. Hunter Biden, where's he gone? Is Hunter now suddenly out of rehab and he's a good kid? Not being talked about. Me Too issues that was hot on the track, you know, a while back. Rose McGowan, Me Too, not being talked about. Weinstein's things he did to women and all the misogynistic crap that he did, nope. Ghislaine Maxwell, where's she at? There's so many things that we want to get to the bottom of. The Biden family, collusion, Hillary Clinton, her stuff, on and on. And look, some of it bigger than others. You rank it. I'm not going to rank it for you. But here's what I do know. A lot bigger stuff. Mask mandates based on fake news science nonsense. But let me tell you what the top story was over the weekend. This was on Sunday morning. Former SLCPD chief gives insight on Petito laundry investigation. So this missing chick, Petito, is the top story on Google News. Number two, Australia had deep and grave concerns about French submarines' capabilities, PM says. So Australia says it was worried about the French submarines, which is why Joe Biden enters into a submarine agreement with Australia, which is really meant to, I mean, if they were smart about, I mean, and it probably is, to thwart what China's doing in submarine technology, because we're a lot closer to them. But there's a ruse going on in that story. But anyway, that was number two. Here's number three. After 169 hospitals, a dad finally got the COVID care he needed and changed dozens of skeptics' minds. I didn't read it. It was a CNN article. I don't know whether they're saying it was 169 bad hospitals. You can't go to 169 hospitals. I mean, you'll be dead before you get to number 12. But they say you can read it if you want. I'm not going to click on anything with CNN. But that was the third story. You want to hear the fourth story? Suburbs take center stage as U.S. growth slows. Okay. And then here's the fifth story. This is Google's top news. Relative of Afghans killed in U.S. drone strikes say apology not enough. Demands probe. So there's Wu flu death and destruction because of the, not only supposedly because of the virus and the new Delta variant, and all the mask mandates are in place, and the shot is killing people. Boosters are needed or not needed. I mean, I don't know. Fauci's a, you know, lying scumbag every time he opens his mouth. We're supposed to have 100%. First it was 70, then 80, then 90%. Now we need 100% before we can go back to freedom. And then, no, it needs to be the entire world has to be vaccinated. So where are we there? But those are the top five stories. Yeah. I mean, maybe you've got others. But I'll tell you this. If you think Petito and laundering the investigation of this missing little chick is a top story that should be at the head of your Google thing for news, I got news for you. That's insanity. And, of course, they got all the fact-checking on the side. And on Sunday morning, the fact-checking was DeSantis, I already said this because it hasn't changed. It was from the last time I talked about fact-checking. DeSantis on COVID-19 natural immunity. The story there is they needed to fact-check. DeSantis is wrong about natural immunity. How dare he say your body can heal faster than others? The next one. Do COVID vaccines make you infertile? That was based on the Nicki Minaj tweet. Next one. Sri Lanka posts misleading something traditional medicine as a coronavirus cure. So Sri Lanka supposedly has some new cure that you don't have to go through the meds of Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. Here's another one. Did Biden say vaccines protect against hurricanes? This is the level of nonsense we're at now, people. The top story, what happened to the hurricane in Texas? Wasn't it supposed to kill a bunch of people and give us the whole global climate change thing? That's off. Oh, I guess it got downgraded to a tropical storm? Huh. Which story? I just gave you five topics. What thing would you want to talk about? What would you rate above the number one story of former SLCPD chief gives insight on Petito laundry investigation? This is a dude who doesn't even know. He's not even involved in the investigation. He's giving insight into the investigation, and that's the lead on Google. In a time when Americans continue fighting for their lives, when Joe Biden shipped $64 million to Afghanistan and we got a plane load of people out, an undisclosed number that we can't even talk about, and we've promised more money because I don't know how many more hostages are, I don't know how many we got out. Unbelievable that we're even discussing this kind of nonsense. And I'm not going to dismiss disagreement with the Australians with submarines, but here's what I will tell you about this. When have you ever been known to hear, when have you ever heard a story about the Australian Navy being such a big, we've signed a pact with Australia's submarine group? Okay, that would be like signing an agreement with the Somalian Air Force. It's strategic. Why don't you just say it? If we have a base, if we work with Australia and we can launch our submarines out of there or whatever, we're closer to China. That would be the story. Like, I don't know what the background story is here. I'm not going to try to figure it out. But I don't think it's the number two story. That's the other thing. And I've already told you, you're going to get the stories because the third story is about this guy finally getting his COVID care. I've already told you what the left is going to do there. They're going to demonize anything that's a guy gets naturally cured. I gave you my story. I took a Z-Pak and I was well within 2 hours. I went, what just happened? I went from going into the urgent care, then to the emergency room, to not having a symptom within 5 hours. Now, I took the Z-Pak 3 hours into that, but 2 hours after taking that, I was done. Maybe the question is, what is the media hiding?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.